Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You have a new text message.
Yep.
You have a new text message.
It's text roulette. This is where you can ask a question. Maybe we can solve something for you. You almost kind of direct the show. What are we going to talk about today? Well, a lot of people have a lot of questions. And this is the way we can kind of pry it out of you. Say, hey, what's going on? Maybe we can help you solve something. Because this might be going on for somebody else listening. Or maybe in Elizabeth's life or my life.
Yeah, text past experience.
Yeah.
We're here to help everybody. It's like a group effort. People helping people.
Group effort.
So
I love it.
Send in your messages now to Text Roulette, 414-432-1099. Text Roulette has been so much fun to see your questions. And it's brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
All right, let's spin the wheel. Get to the number question that we're going to read here.
15.
Number 15, 10 per page, so that means I got to click on
refresh.
This.
Did you refresh?
I refreshed it
People
before.
People send their questions in this morning, too.
And I clicked on page 2 because that's 1, 2, 3,
okay.
4, 5. Okay. All right. Okay, this might be something that's been bugging people. You know what? This has definitely been bugging me. And I got to figure out how to do this. This is a really good one. Like you said, people helping people. Group effort here. What is the best way to keep fruit from spoiling? I have tried, but end up throwing away so much fresh, expensive fruit. I need a proven way that works. If you have that way that has worked for you, please let me know. Do you know how many times my wife Jess will say, what's with the bananas? You got three left in there, all brown.
Bananas go so fast. Avocados
Why?
Go so fast.
Or you buy that salad and you go, oh, well, it's going to have a bunch of salad this week, but I just spent $4.99 to throw it in the garbage 3 days later.
Exactly.
Why?
Let's spend all this money and then just throw it in the trash.
How do you keep your fruit fresh?
I don't
Maybe
know that
veggies?
I don't know that I have a good life hack for that at all.
No.
A lot of times I'll put things in the refrigerator because that will help just a little bit. Or I will physically move the item to my line of sight because, honestly, when it comes to the boys, they're not really eating a lot of produce. I mean, Brayson does like fruit, but it has to be right in front of our faces for us to eat it. So avocados, which seem to go bad so quickly.
Boom.
I will make it a point that I will move that to the middle of the island. So when I get home from work, so I like to have my avocado toast when I get home from work sometimes with an egg.
Yes.
Still kind of brunch time when I get home from work. I have to put it right there. Because then I see it. So I don't know any way, though, to keep it fresh. I just know I have to put it in front of myself so I'll eat it in time before it goes bad.
It's kind of like the bag of cuties that I'll buy. And then I put them in the drawer. I'm like, okay, we got new cuties in the drawer of the refrigerator. Just pull them out and eat them nice and chilled. Nope, because there's other stuff that's kind of blocking it. And then we've got a whole drawer full of cuties. All these little orange balls get thrown out. Oh, that's mushy.
And then you're not doing the cutie curl. It's the cutie crumble.
Exactly.
Cutie smush.
Right.
It's all smushed up.
Ugh.
Well, and before we go to the internet to find out any kind of life hacks to keep fruit fresh.
Yeah, what do you do?
Because there is a method to the madness when it comes to cutting up an apple. Have you ever heard about this?
No.
If you cut up an apple and you don't want it to go brown.
Okay.
I believe you can put a little bit of lemon juice on it.
Ooh.
And the apples will keep. That's why
lemon juice
if you
is the
go
secret.
To Starbucks, you buy one of those protein boxes and they'll have cut up apples. That's why those apples aren't brown.
That's
They're
why.
Already cut up.
Oh, look at you.
But what are your methods, everybody? Help out this mixed listener. It's the magic eight ball of radio, text roulette. You can throw any question out there. It's anonymous to the Siding Unlimited text line, 414-432-1099. Call or text your responses, too. What? How do you keep... What was the actual wording of the question,
Radar? Okay, yeah, here, hold on.
Let me
give you the whole thing. Yeah. What is the best way to keep fruit from spoiling? I have tried but end up throwing away so much fresh, expensive fruit. I need a proven way that works. Please let me know. And you might be letting a lot of people know just with that text right there. 414-432-1099. What is the best way to keep fruit from spoiling? You got Elizabeth and Radar here on the mix, and it's text roulette. That was the question that came in to our Siding Unlimited text line, 414-432-1099. Linda, do you have a little method you like to use to keep that fruit from spoiling?
Yeah, for strawberries and raspberries, put them in glass and put them in the refrigerator.
Put them in glass?
Glass.
Is that supposed to help them?
That helps?
Yeah, it makes them last longer.
Okay.
All
in
right,
the glass.
Linda.
Perfect, Linda. Thank you so much for that.
For bananas, hang them on a tree.
Got you. Got
Linda,
you, Linda.
Thanks for the info. It's funny, you know, on this text roulette, we've got people asking about, hey, I'm dating two guys. How do I choose one?
But this is most expensive.
This is really important. This is saving all of us money is what this is doing.
Right, because you got the most expensive fruit sitting there getting all spoiled. Linda, thank you so much. And you know what? When we go to the text line here, the lemon juice that you mentioned earlier, Elizabeth, definitely helps with apples. Something with the acidity, I believe, is exactly what one person texted in. Yeah.
Here's another one that texted in. It said, grab the produce from the back, bottom of the sections to get the freshest. Second step, keep most produce in the fridge. Avocados, apples, oranges, etc. Yeah, having worked at a grocery store, that's kind of something I'll do. I'll go into the back to make sure I get the freshest because then I know that's going to last a little bit longer than what's at the front.
It's like shopping with my mother. No, get one from the back.
I did it already. But this is the best text in regards to how to keep your fruit and produce fresh and from spoiling. The best way? Eat it.
Eat it. Let's go. You bought it to eat it. Don't just let it sit there.
That's why when I show up at the house, if I do buy, let's say, apples or if I buy green peppers, I need to cut that stuff up right away so that it's accessible. Otherwise, I don't have time to cut it up now.
What's for dinner? Look what I bought. Whole bunch of fruit and veggies.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to get eaten up.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.